Good Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we throw our doors wide open at our house and invite you in to come on in and sit down. Let's talk about whatever you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The lines were so loaded last hour, we didn't get to everybody, so we've asked them to be very patient and hang on. We'll get to their calls and get their questions answered, as well as yours, if you'd like to dial in, 1-888-767-4348. I'm Rosie, off to my right here, pretty much piloting the spaceship here and controlling the broadcast is my son, Romy Romero, who's been by my side in the construction field for now going on close to 30 years. Behind the glass is our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Grisha, proud South Dakota jackrabbit. And my darling wife, sweet Jennifer. And today's topic for the 10 o'clock hour, at 10 o'clock hour, we always try and pick one topic, and we kind of like drill down deep on it. 9 o'clock hour is kind of open lines. We take whatever you want to talk about. 10 o'clock, we get specific. And this hour, we're talking about swimming pools. So in the next 7 seconds, you're going to hear everything I know about swimming pools.
And then we'll go to all the callers who are waiting. So don't hang up.
At our house, we don't have a swimming pool guy. We have a swimming pool gal. And it's Jennifer. I've never touched our swimming pool. Jennifer absolutely takes care of the entire thing. When we knew swimming pools were going to be the topic, we called our Rosie certified swimming pool experts, the Postorinos, the O'Grady's at Desert Sun Pools, Above and Beyond out in Mesa, Omni down in Tucson, and we got the same answer from all four of them. Rosie, we're working 7 days a week. We don't have one person we can spare to get down and do your show. That's how busy everybody is right now. So congratulations to all those guys. So so we're bringing in the next best expert we have, Jennifer Romero.
Well, I'm the DIY gal.
Yeah, you are.
So if you take care of your own pool, a lot of people have a service. They don't ever even have to think about their pool. But if you are your pool boy at your house, you'll need to have a few little tools in your kit. And what's happening right now is people have kind of become complacent about their pools because it's cool. The water kind of maintains itself. It looks
in the winter, itself. You don't have to do anything.
Not too much. Yeah. But we're starting to have these little spikes in weather, so you need to start thinking about it again. I visited with our guys. My local pool shop that I love to go to is the Swimming Pool Warehouse.
They probably think you're a widow.
No, they actually know who I'm married to, which is kind of cute.
Uh-oh. That's worse.
So I stopped it and talked to the owner, Ed, this week just to get some tips. But what I do is, you have to test the water. And Ed says what he's seeing this time of year is people are neglecting it. And so we've had these couple little spikes, and the algaes are starting to really get in and take over. So you can't just ignore it now. It's time to get – and as a matter of fact, Ed suggests go ahead and give it a little extra bump. So if you would put in this much chlorine, put a little bit more, maybe a couple bags of shock, just kind of get it ahead of the game because you're not going to be getting in it, and it's not going to hurt you to have a little bit of extra in there, but it'll help you. But what happens when it rains is it dilutes your pool. So we have the cooler weather. Nobody's paying attention. The water's been diluted down, and you're going to need to really make sure that your chemicals are good. You need to have a little toolkit at your house. You can have the kind with the droppies in it, mm-hmm. and you try to read.
Yep. Is that an industry term?
It the is. Droppies. It's a DIY droppies. Pool girl term.
Droppies.
Yes, little drop kit. Because you have to test the pH. That's the most important thing. And they also have little strips, and the strips are nice because they're so much easier, but they're not quite as accurate. But you know what I do? I cheat. I take a little glass jar, I fill it with water, and I take it to my guys at the swimming pool warehouse. And then they test it for me and tell me what I need. I found out something very interesting about pool chemicals. My guys always have a nice deal, and the best deal is always the big bucket of chlorine tabs. But people say, oh, I just buy mine at home.
That's what I do. That's the pool job I have.
Yeah, he has to lift the bucket.
I pick the buckets up from the back of her car and carry them to where they are stored.
I appreciate it very much.
So I do have a role in the pool maintenance at the house.
Well, there's a difference in products. So if you get what you pay for, and if you're going to buy them at a big box store or a warehouse store, do you know the potency of those chlorine tabs are 30% less, and that's why they cost 30% less?
Mm.
So my tabs last a great long time. That one bucket will go for us for a very long time. So just work with your local guy. Find a little shop that's close to you. They'll help you. They can talk you through DIY motor repairs, how to lube your equipment and get it ready for the season. They're great. Handy guys.
We're going to sprinkle this hour in with Jennifer's helpful tips of pool care, along with her trusted expert, Ken Cirque, at the Swimming Pool Warehouse, where Jennifer sometimes in the summer seems like she lives over there. But let's get to the phone because we've had some people very patiently holding. Let's get to Pete, and we've got Guy, and Jennifer's going to find out who the other three people online are. Good morning, Pete. Thanks for being so patient, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Rosie. I enjoyed the show. I just want to say one thing about my pool. I do a pretty good job of keeping it clean, but my neighbors use it more than I do.
Well, they appreciate you.
They do.
They appreciate you. I don't think I've been in my pool for 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. No, I use my pool, but they're over there all the time. So
I don't get in water unless it involves a 400-horsepower ski nautique ski boat. That's when I get in the water. Or a houseboat. That's when I get in the water.
Well, the last time I was in there below 80 degrees is I fell in.
Yeah, that'll wake you up, won't it?
Yeah, that'll tell you. Hey, Rosie, I got this job. I'm trying to put in a door from my living room into my patio. There is not an existing door there now.
Okay.
And all the people, you know, the door and window people I called, uh-huh, they do not punch the hole in the wall.
Seriously?
So, yeah. They say, you know, we'll put the door in, but you need to have a hole there.
Interesting. And
so I'm looking for...
Are you either, gonna, you want me to coach you through it?
No. I'm not that kind of person.
Okay.
You know, I know what I need, and I need references.
Where are you, Pete?
I'm in North Phoenix.
Okay. Handyman Connection is right there at Cave Creek and Greenway.
Cactus Greenway.
Yeah. Handyman Connection would be a great resource for you. I know they'd make that hole for you in no time.
Okay. Handyman Connections, I got it.
Yeah.
You can just talk to Alan, 602-424-6700.
6700, and that's Alan.
Yep, and then you can watch them do it while you're in your swimming pool with your neighbor.
Well, actually, whenever somebody does work on my house, I like to be gone. I just don't.
Guy's a smart man.
Pete's a smart man. You know what else that does for you, Pete? It avoids the sensuous disease. Well, since you're hearing all your tools are out, why don't you go ahead and take care of that?
Yeah, since you're
since you're hearing all your tools are out, why don't you do this? And all of a sudden, your $300 job is $1,800. Yeah. It's $2,500.
No, I call it the domino effect. It's like, you know, my girlfriend bought me 3 cans of paint for Christmas 1 year, and the next thing you know, I'm remodeling.
There you go. It happens. Pete, we certainly appreciate the call. Thanks a million. Handyman Connection's been Rosie certified for over 10 years, and we get a lot of great feedback on the people that give them a call.
2009, so they're coming up on their 10-year.
Okay, very good. Let's see.
We are looking for handymen in Tucson and Prescott, if you're a good handyman.
Oh, boy, are we.
The hard part with handyman is finding one that wants to be licensed, because there is that operational rule where you can hover below
that handyman exemption,
a certain dollar point that combines both dollar value of material and labor, and a lot of guys don't like to get licensed and hover below that. And the first rule of being a Rosie on the House certified partner: licensed, bonded, insured, in business locally 5 years. So it's hard to find those people.
Well, and I'll tell you the other reason it's hard to find a handyman is because they're like good babysitters. When you find one, you never want to share him with anybody, so that he's always available when you need him. And unfortunately, at our remodeling company, at Rosie on the House Remodeling, we've actually had to stop taking handyman jobs because we are so completely overwhelmed with work right now. We can't find enough good people to hire to put on to take care of everything we're doing.
Goes back to what you're saying, why a lot of people go out of business is because they're overworked. You can say no. A lot of people can't say no.
Yeah. And I want to reach out to all y'all that are listening. If you're in the handyman business, if you're are in the home improvement business, if you think you're good enough to make it through the screening process, if you'd like to apply for a job in the remodeling world, Rosie on the House Remodeling is hiring. Virtually every Rosie certified contractor in our referral network is hiring, no matter what trade you're in. If you want to possibly upgrade your career, reach out to one of the Rosie certified contractors and see if you can't apply, because they're all hiring. And if they're Rosie certified, I promise you, they're taking good care of their people, and it's a great place to work. So we're at the busiest we've ever been since records have been taken. We're busier now than we were in 2006. And what's incredible is we're doing it with 30% less people in the field, 30% lower workforce. We're doing more than we've ever done. That's the pace things are currently running at. That's the pace when you homeowners have to be extremely, extremely careful about getting a project started. Because a good contractor, see, most remodeling contractors, I'm going to cover this real quick. We're going to go on a break. And Guy, I promise, I'm going to get you. You've been very, very patient. Most guys lose their job, and then they become a handyman. And then they're a good handyman, and they've got some good tools and a nice, reliable truck, and they're dependable, and they show up on time, and then they grow into being a remodeler. And the more happy clients they have, the more success they're fed. Now they've got to hire somebody. And that good tradesperson wasn't necessarily a good manager of people. And things kind of come unwound. And he doesn't realize what his true costs are. So he's bidding jobs a little bit too cheap. And he's about six jobs into a mess with an uncle that he hired, you know, old one-eyed Uncle Leonard, because he was the only one that was available. And he's not doing the jobs right, so the jobs are costing more to get done. He's run out of cash. He's got six jobs currently boiling. He's talking about four other jobs he's bidding. And he's got to get that next deposit check, because none of his six jobs right now are current. The subs have quit showing up because he doesn't have the money to pay them. The suppliers have quit delivering material. These guys never go out of business with just your job. They go out of business with about 12 jobs.